I keep seeing a picture of a fountain. But this fountain isn't made of water, it's made of coins. Really small, bright, shining coins. And all at the bottom where the water normally is, that is all coins as well. And they're really shining so brightly. It's a beautiful picture.
Just to just dwell on that picture that Jackie's brought us. Jesus likened a lost soul to a lost coin. The person who lost it would do everything to find it. It had rolled away into a dark corner of the house, but there was great rejoicing when the coin was found. The coins that are in the river, the flow of water, the fountain, represent us. For we've been gathered by that great fountain of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said that within us would be a river of living water springing up within us. The fountain of eternal life. And those coins are shiny and clean because they've been cleansed. They've been cleansed. They're like new coins. They're not old, rusty, soiled coins because Jesus has washed our sins away. And we're clean and we're shining. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Get into that fountain. If you've never committed your life to Jesus Christ, the Lord says to you today, get into that fountain and let my spirit flow and your soul be cleansed, shiny and new. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And I just want to say that some 66 years ago, when I was just 7 years old, I've been a Christian maybe 6 months. And I've been praying for my drunkard father every single day. And in a meeting in London at Billy Graham, I heard Billy Graham say those words, "I want you to get up out of your seat and come forward." And I watched my father get up out of his seat and go down those long steps onto that turf. He was a transformed man from that day. There's something special about getting up out of your seat, and there's something that's holding you there. And it's as if it's a will thing. I want to be my own person. I don't want to be guided by God. I want to be myself. And we fight against those physical things and those physical demonstrations of our love for God. It's the same thing when you put your hands in the air. It's the same thing so often when we do public demonstrations of what we think of our God. Our God wants to know that you are wholly His and would do anything, go anywhere for Him. And that's just one way of demonstrating it, but there are many others. It may be that God is calling you to do something else which you are uncomfortable with. Just do it, because God will bless you in what you do. My father was a transformed man from that day, and in his later years, he really blessed other people in their lives. The drunkard, the one who used to go around to the pubs and cheat at cards with his mate, pulling his ear and rubbing his nose and all that sort of stuff, became a firm Christian. And I learned so much from him. And I just praise God for my father, for Leonard Tudor Thurlow, my dad. And I thank God for Billy Graham too, for that voice that called my dad to know Jesus Christ as his Savior.